Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's January 5th, 2016. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States, and I am coming to you from Central West Virginia. Continuing on today in our study in the book of Hebrews, I want to talk today about the faith of Abraham. I'm sure this will take more than one day. The great patriarch, the one who the Word of God declares, God called him out of Ur of the Chaldeans, and he called him into a place he never seen or never saw. But the Word of God declares that Abraham walked by faith. The Scripture in 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "The promises of God are yea and amen." In other words, that means yes, and it will be. It will be. Apostle Paul said, "I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day, the day of reckoning, the day when the Word of God declares that Jesus Christ will make a restitution of all things." The Word of God is yea and amen. We believe these, and we do our best to meet the conditions. I know we're not saved by works, but one thing the modern church does not understand is commitment and covenant. Commitment and covenant, the two C's, so to speak, that the Bible declares are much given, much required. It does take something on our part. It takes our faith. It takes our moving on our faith and doing that which God has called us to do. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot deliver ourselves. But our eyes are fixed on the one that can work miracles within our lives and do things that need to be done. Many today are searching for an answer. The Bible declares the Spirit and the bride says, "Come." So these are the days that we need to get our eyes fixed on Jesus Christ, upon Jesus Christ alone. The Word of God declares he is the soon coming King. John the Revelator said, "Eyes like fire, feet like brass, hair like wool, upon his vesture was written the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords." And upon the Word declares that out of his mouth proceeds a two-edged sword, which is the Word of God. I like the song that says, "Faith in God can move the mighty mountains. Faith in God can calm the angry seas. Faith in God can make a desert like a fountain, and faith in God can bring our liberty." Trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today as we're going to talk about this great patriarch, Abraham, the father of the covenant. The Word of God declares that we are the children of Abraham, the one who God called out. Glory to God. Hebrews 11:8 says that by faith, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Read that again. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Not knowing what God had called him out of into. Now, if you read or know anything about Abraham, he was knew nothing of God. Abraham wasn't seeking God. God sought Abraham. Glory to God. The Bible declares his eyes are forever with on us. The Bible declares that he knows our name, every step that we take, every breath that we breathe. He knows us this morning. And he didn't know where he was going. He didn't know what he was going to receive. But by faith, he called those things that are not as though they were, to receive an inheritance. Glory to God. Genesis 12, verses 1 through 4 records, "Now the Lord said unto Abram," which you notice his name is Abram here, not Abraham yet. His name is not changed until the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, when God renews the covenant with him by the shedding of blood, by killing the animal. The Word of God declares he killed the animal and split the animal in half and walked a figure eight through that animal with vapor, fire, and smoke. God making covenant with Abraham. The Western world doesn't understand a whole lot about covenant, except in the marriage ceremony, and that don't work too well a lot of times. So covenant is very, very important. We need to know who we are and what we are. And we are under the new covenant. The Word of God declares we are under the everlasting covenant, which will never be changed. For Jesus died once and went behind the veil and ripped the veil and put the blood on the mercy seat to make an atonement for our sins. Now, Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. In other words, he was walking completely, trusting God. The Word of God declares the footsteps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Glory to God. By no means will anything or anybody pluck us out of the hand of God. God has a plan for our lives. And we need to pray that God gives us yielding power, that we yield under the plan of God, that our faith be increased in the days to come, that there might be days we don't know what's going on or what direction we are even going. But the Bible says he orders our footsteps. He is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Glory to God. He says, I'll show you, Abraham, where you need to go. Like I said, his kinfolk, so to speak, were idol makers. They knew nothing of God. They carved out little wooden images and put them in their windowsills and worshiped these many, many gods. I don't know, they might have had a god for every day of the week. But thank God today that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. He has it all covered. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Pardon me. He says in verse 2, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. 75 years old. Of course, back in those days, they lived a lot longer, but just because we're getting up in age doesn't mean God doesn't have any plans for us. Amen. The Word of God says he knows the end from the beginning. He's an omnipresent, omniscient God. He's not constrained by time. He knows us. He knows our times and our seasons. The Word of God says, the Bible says, that my times are in his hand. Our seasons are in his hand. Each season that we are in is a learning process. Although they might not be easy, they're still a learning process. Glory to God. To increase our faith. The Word of God declares that we go from glory to glory to glory. It's not us that lives, but it's Christ Jesus who lives in us today, the hope of glory. Thank God today for his presence and for his power and for his hope. We didn't have his hope and faith in him, we would be men and women most miserable. But because we know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we know him. We're going to find out that Abram at this particular point knew God. The Word of God declares he called Abraham his friend. He consulted. He spoke to Abraham face to face. 12:7, the Word of God says, and the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. The great altar builder also was Abraham, a memorial, in a place where in points in his life he stopped. And he recognized and he praised his God for the steps that he had led him in. Glory to God. God wants us to trust in him wholly. We read before that without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that comes unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him with diligence. Who, as the psalmist David said, as a hart or a deer panteth after the water, so does my soul pant after you. We have to have a desire for God. We too many days we go through the motions. Even in our church attendance, we go because it's our duty to go. But we need to stir up the gift of God that's on the inside of us. To know that God has a plan. He said in His Word, "I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Put your trust in me. I'll bring you through. By no means will anything or anybody pluck you out of my hand. No weapon is formed against you shall prosper." We believe those things. Oh, someday we think things are going to overcome us. The Word of God declares that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of God will raise up that standard. He said, "Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." Thank God today, hallelujah, that we are sealed by the power of an almighty God. We are the children of hope. We are the children of faith. Listen, this world's going to get dark. We just turned into a new year. And I like to say it's going to get better, but the Word of God declares it's not going to get better. The old song used to sing in the Baptist church, "In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. And that anchor holds, and it grips the solid rock. And that anchor today is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Upon this rock, He said, I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against this which I have purchased and which I have bought." Lord God declares, He spoke this to Peter, Cephas, the little rock. But He said, upon this large rock, this bedrock, that the gates of hell will try to shake, that the gates of hell will try to move, but by no means will any power of darkness ever discombobulate what God has planned for our life. And we'll say it again, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are the children of the Most High God. We serve the same God. They're called Abraham, or Abram at that time, out of Haran. And told him, "I want you to walk this way. I'm going to give you an inheritance. I'm going to give you a land to possess." The Word of God says, "And Abraham built an altar." He elevated a place of sacrifice. He elevated God in his life. He put him up above. The Word of God declares, He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Set your affections on things above rather than on things below." Paul declared, he said, "A man that fights a good warfare does not entangle himself with the things of this world or the affairs of this life." We live in a temporal world. Yes, we occupy. Yes, we have to do. But the Word of God declares that Abraham, we'll probably talk about it later, that he was looking for a city whose builder and foundation and maker was Almighty God. He looked towards the Redeemer. He looked towards the end times when the Word of God declares that Jesus Christ shall set His foot on the Mount of Olives and there'll be a restitution of all things. Glory to God. We have hope today. We have hope. When the enemy comes to say you failed, lift your head up. Repent if you have to. The Bible says confess your sins. And God is faithful and true to forgive us of our sins. We're not perfect. We are just forgiven. The psalmist David said, "Oh, that I might write your word on my heart, that I might not sin against you." The law reflected sin. The law was our schoolmaster. But Jesus Christ came to fulfill the law, to come to give us life, an abundant life. The Word of God declares the enemy comes to kill and destroy and tear down, and He is doing that. He's setting up His mini kingdom here on the earth right now. Men are jockeying for position in what they think is going to be a new world order. There's coming a new world order. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that new world order will be taken down and will be overtaken by what John the Revelator said, "Coming out of heaven, I saw New Jerusalem come down, the holy city, 1,500 square miles, where the Word of God declares that Jesus shall rule from Jerusalem with the scepter that shall never depart from Judah." The Word of God declares that Abram built an altar, an elevated place of sacrifice, a place of communion, a place of communion. Jesus stood over the holy city of where Jerusalem, and He said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that kills the prophets, that blasphemes God." He said, "I would have gathered you as a hen gathers its chicks, but now you have missed your time of visitation." A season had ended. They became judicially blind because they had rejected the Messiah. We cannot afford to reject Jesus Christ. Word of God declares that my spirit will not always strive with man. Glory to God. A place of communion. A place where we are alone with God. We need that in a world that is so fast-paced. The Bible declares, Daniel said, they shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Knowledge shall increase. We live in an age, in a day, when technology is abounding. They'll come out with, it's so that they number them anymore. iPhone this number, Android this number, tablets, internet. I mean, we are flooded with media today. We carry many computers in our hands that years ago, what we hold in our hands, it took a building to fill up. It's where we're living. But we need to shut all those things off and get back in our prayer closets. Amen. And have communion again. The Word of God declares, if you accept me, he said, my Father and I will come and sup with you, and you'll sup with us. Draw nigh unto God, he says, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's God's will that we have fellowship with him, and we don't have it enough. We need a place of communion. We need that altar of communion. John 12:32, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. He'll draw all men unto us, unto him. I'm sorry. We testify of him. The Word of God declares in the book of Psalms 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Listen to me. God is still control. We have meetings on climate control. We have meetings on this and meetings on that, as if man was actually in charge for a season and for a time. But our hope is not in this world. Our hope is not in men and governments. Daniel declared that God brings governments up and God will bring governments down. He'll put kings and leaders in and he'll bring kings and leaders down because God is in charge. He does what he wants when he wants because he can. He is God. He is God. The Word of God declares in Genesis 15:18, this is the verbal covenant, so to speak. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. He made a covenant, it's unto thy seed. That's a covenant, that which is passed on. A will and testament, so to speak. That's why we call the New Testament the New Covenant. It's the will of God for mankind through his Son, Jesus Christ. In Genesis 17, we're not going to read it all, but he renewed covenant with, his name was changed. His name was changed from Abram to Abraham. The name of God was instilled within his name, and it took the shedding of blood. You can read Genesis 17 for yourself, and the Word of God declares how he did it. How the pieces would lay in the field, and Abraham fought off the fowl of the air, which is I believe is a type of the demon spirits. They come to destroy what God has given us, come to tear down the faith that we have in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 4:3, Paul said, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, counted unto him for righteousness. Abraham believed God. He believed God. The Word of God declares that he was a nomad. He lived in tabernacles, which was a translated tents. They went from place to place to place to place. He, when God told him to move, then Abraham moved. He was totally committed to God. My. heard a preacher say one time, what could God do with a man or a woman that's totally committed to him? God help us today. We need to read the parable of the seed and the sower, how we allow things in this life to choke out the word of God in our lives, the cares of this life. We allow it to lay on the surface. We don't fallow the ground of our heart that we might receive the word of God. We let it lay there, and the fowls of the air, which is demon spirits, come and take the word and persecute us, the word of God says, for the word's sake. Most important thing in our lives is the word of God. Most important things in our lives is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why he says in his word, he says, come out from among them, be ye separate. He says, lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. The word of God declares in James 2:23, Abraham believed God, and it was imparted to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. A friend of God. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, notice his name is Abraham here. He believed God, and he was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Now, God doesn't need consult, contrary to popular belief. God doesn't need advice. He's got this thing. Amen. He's God. He sits on the hands of the universe. He's got everything under control. All he's got to do is speak, and at his word, things obey. Things come up and things come down. Amen. But he needs somebody to fellowship with and have faith in what he says. And the word of God declares he'll speak to us. There'll never be a revelation come out of flesh and blood that'll do anybody any good. The only revelation that does anybody any good is that which comes from the Spirit and from the power of God. And we find in Genesis 18:17, and the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? The word of God declares that he sent angels to the camp of Abraham, and they looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And he told Abraham, he says, I'm going to destroy these cities because, he says, the sin is coming out of that place as a stench to me. And if you read this, you'll find out that he told Abraham about this. God let Abraham know what was going on. In Amos 3:7, the word of God says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. In other words, God has set men and women upon this earth that are fully committed to the Lord God. They're not after the things of this life. They're not after PowerPoints in the church. They're not after position. They're not playing politics. They are simply here to obey God and to be open vessels for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And most of these people, if not all, and like I said, I don't know everybody, but they come out of a hard thing. They come out of a place that a man did not bring them out of, but God Almighty touched them and brought them out. They were on the backside of the wilderness, gleaning from the word of God. And God, through his miraculous grace, brought them out. A lot of times things are done in an instant, but sometimes things are done progressively. In the case of Abraham, things were done progressively. He trusted God. He believed God. He believed God. And in Genesis 18:22, Abraham didn't say, go kill them. Go destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, for they deserve it. But the word of God says he began to intercede for Sodom and Gomorrah. He told the Lord, he says, will you destroy the righteous with the unrighteous? There's always going to be the unrighteous. There's always those who bow their necks against the things of God. But God knows where his people are at. He knows those whose heart is turned towards him, who haven't made up mind they're going to serve him. we need to get back to intercession again for people. Say we don't need intercession. Well, I guess Abraham done wrong, but he pleaded for the cause. He said, oh, if there be 50 righteous, if there be 25 righteous, if there be 15, if there be 5. And the Lord said, yes, he said, for 5, or even maybe for 1 righteous, he said, I will not destroy the cities. Are you hearing me today? That the righteous can plead a case before God. I believe in this nation, I believe the church and the Christians in this nation need to stand up and plead and ask God to have mercy on the United States of America. That God would help us, lead us, and guide us in the days to come. The Word of God declares perilous times coming on the face of this earth. In other words, fierce times when it's going to get rough and it's going to get tough, it's not going to be easy. So we didn't get to finish this today. We'll continue on tomorrow about Abraham. If you don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, invite him into your heart and your life today. If you believe that God resurrected him from the dead with a quickening spirit, call on his name and you shall be delivered and shall be set free. Set your heart today towards the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Denounce all evil. Turn from your wicked ways. The Bible says something you have to do. You have to commit yourself. And you can't do it by yourself. But if you give yourself as a living sacrifice, he will help you. He will help you. He'll make you pliable, and he'll move, just as Abraham was pliable to the things of God, so do we need to be pliable to the things of God. If you need healing today, the Word of God declares, by his stripes ye are healed. Find you a good Bible-believing church. Go to the altar. Amen. Go up and get anointed with oil, and you don't have to be anointed with oil to be healed. But if you're in a good Bible-believing church, the Bible says that call the elders of the church, anointed with oil, and pray the prayer of faith. This is what Abraham, he prayed the prayer of faith. The Bible says, you shall be healed, and if there be any sin in your life, it shall be forgiven you, because Jesus Christ has power to forgive sin because he paid for them. Glory to God, he paid for our sin today. We have hope. Thank God today we have hope. We're not a people without hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever battle you're fighting today, call on the name of the Lord. Ask him to lead you out of this place, out of this dark place, out of this place of bondage, out of this lifestyle. Break it in Jesus' name. If you want it, if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you shall be filled. Abraham believed God. It was counted unto him as righteousness. Stay tuned tomorrow. Amen. We'll continue on speaking about Abraham. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall inherit.